Patrick Mahomes threw for 286 yards and three touchdowns in less than three quarters of work. Rashee Rice caught two TD passes in his return from a six-game suspension, and the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Las Vegas Raiders 31-0 on Sunday. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said the team played well thanks to great game plans from the coordinators.
I thought the coordinators had great plans. Like I said, all three phases contributed. So between Spags and Nags, they both did a great job with their game plans. The guys bought into them. And then Dave, obviously, Bucker's back now. He's got a couple field goals under his belt and killing that ball right now. So it's a good thing. And Ariza had a nice day punting. So all in all, it was just a good day.
Next up for Kansas City's a home game with Washington on Monday Night Football, October the 27th. Other games yesterday, L.A. Rams beat Jacksonville 35-7. It was Philadelphia over Minnesota 28-25. New England beat Tennessee 31-13. Carolina defeated the New York Jets 13-6. It was Cleveland over Miami 31-6. Chicago beat New Orleans 26-14. Indianapolis beat the L.A. Chargers 38-34. Denver with a huge comeback against the New York Giants, scoring 33 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Giants 33-32. Green Bay a winner over Arizona 27-23. It was Dallas over Washington 44-22 and San Francisco over Atlanta 20-10. Tonight, Detroit will host Tampa Bay and Houston is at Seattle. In the ALCS, Toronto defeated Seattle on Sunday 6-2. That series is all tied now at three games apiece with Game 7 tonight in Toronto. The winner advances to the World Series to play the LA Dodgers. College football this weekend, number 16 Missouri may have delivered the knockout blow to Auburn coach Hugh Freeze. Bo Pribula scored on a three-yard run in the second overtime, lifting Missouri to a 23-17 victory over reeling Auburn on Saturday night. Marcel Reed threw for 280 yards and three touchdowns, and the Texas A&M Aggies beat Arkansas. Fourth-ranked Aggies win at 45-42. Talon Green for Arkansas threw for 256 yards and three scores and ran for 89 yards and two more touchdowns. Mike Washington rushed for a season-high 147 yards for Arkansas in their fifth straight loss. High school football recap from Friday, in case you missed it there. Bobcats with a huge win over Willow Springs, 69-0. West Plains blew out Marshville, 46-23. It was Liberty over Salem, Missouri, 36-0. Mountain Grove beat Houston, 46-13. Ava over Kabul, 56-7. Donovan beat Granite City, Illinois, 21-13. Mountain Home a winner over Salem Springs, 33-0. Salem, Arkansas beat Yeovil Summit, 66-8. Southside defeated Highland 38-6, Pocahontas over Truman 28-14, Hoxie over Piggott 47-20, Isser County lost to Desark 69-24, and Atkins beat Melbourne 38-7. High school volleyball today in the 4A regional at Brooklyn. Highland will play Wynn, Pocahontas plays Southside. In the 3A regional at Hoxie, Walnut Ridge plays Flippin, Cave City plays Crowley's Ridge Academy, Melbourne plays Harrisburg, and Hoxie plays Bergman. In the 2A regional at Cotter today, Izzard County will play Piggott. Other games on the schedule today, Donovan will host Puxico, Gainesville is at Mansfield. High school softball in the Class 3 District 1 semifinals at Fredericktown. Donovan will play Saxony Lutheran. In high school boys soccer today, West Plains will host Bolivar. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.